Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Here we are at the end of the seventh week of the legislative session, and as we said in an earlier update, at this point, as many as 1,000 bill titles are languishing and will never become actual bills. We're currently tracking 47 unintroduced bills and are actively working on another 29. By the end of next week, the watch list may drop to as low as 10, and the active list will be somewhere around 20. That's because a week from today begins the transmittal break, and any general bill that is not moved from its house of origin to the opposite house will automatically die. So let's take a look at the important bills that will survive transmittal. The first is Senate Bill 100, a bill to require abortion providers to offer their clients the chance to view an ultrasound of their baby before the abortion is performed. Senate Bill 100 passed the Senate on February 12th by a vote of 31-19 and has been introduced in the House. Another important bill is House Bill 302, also known as the Personhood Amendment. It would change the Montana Constitution to say that life begins at conception. This bill requires a supermajority 100 votes between both houses to pass. It received 56 votes in the House, so it needs 44 in the Senate. It passed the House on February 15th and was referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee. The third in a series of pro-life bills to survive is House Bill 284, a bill to ban doctor-prescribed suicide. The bill passed the House on February 15th by a vote of 53-46 and has also been assigned to Senate Judiciary. Another series of bills that we've been pushing are bills to address the epidemic of human trafficking. It's a scourge that's alive and well in Montana, and law enforcement and the legislature have been working together to bring the perpetrators to justice. The big bill is Senate Bill 147. It passed second reading on February 19th on a vote of 46-4 and was re-referred to the Senate Finance Committee because it spends some money. The fiscal note, however, is fairly small, and we're hopeful the bill will eventually become law. Another bill that's important to our research and education arm, the Montana Family Institute, is Senate Bill 111, a bill to extend the Montana Endowment Tax Credit. It was supported by an army of nonprofits because of its popularity with taxpayers, and it passed the Senate on February 12th by a vote of 50-0. That's about as good as it gets. It was then transmitted and referred to the House Taxation Committee on February 14th. One of our favorite bills is House Bill 268, a bill to allow couples who have filed for a divorce to suspend the proceedings so that they can seek reconciliation. It currently costs money to suspend the proceedings, and this bill makes that financial barrier go away. It passed the House on February 8th by a vote of 63-36. And finally, we have House Bill 173, a bill revising consent laws as related to sexual contact between school teachers and students. This bill makes it illegal for a student to consent to sexual contact with a teacher. Go figure. Why was this not already illegal? It passed the House on a vote of 97-2. So that's a list of some of the important bills that are still alive as we approach the halfway point in the session. Next week, we'll talk about the bills that died, and that list is even longer. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.